Welcome to our fourth session of the practice of direct awakening. The practices we've already explored bring us towards the first aim of meditation, cultivating a healthy human life. In this session, we will begin our exploration of the second aim of meditation, the direct experience of our true self. We begin by focusing on the differences between our usual day-to-day ego I, our personal self, and our unchanging true self. Please close your eyes, find a comfortable position, and listen with focused attention and concentration to this short teaching, returning your attention whenever it wanders. We are born without a sense of personal identity. However, these early years will fade as we slowly clothe our natural state with the garments of civilization. We are given a name, learn behavioral norms, take on identities, develop self-consciousness, cement habit patterns, and develop an active emotional and mental life. In this way, our natural, open, and pure awareness is slowly reduced to our personal, individual identity. This individual self is acquired as we develop in life. It's filled with content, shaped by past history, protective and defensive, very talkative, and definitely self-centered. That's our adult sense of I, which we identify as our usual self. However, there is another self. Let's call it our original self, our natural self, our true self. This is not a personal self or identity that is acquired over time. Rather, it's a state of presence, openness, and beingness that is already and always there. It is unaffected by past history, personal habits, or acquired identities. We've all touched this self at one time or another. It is our home. It is who we truly are. If we can empty our mind of its usual identity and chatter, we would experience it right there, right here, and right now. You can only know this deeper self by experiencing it. The best I can do is to point you in the right direction, asking you to turn your attention inward, and asking you also to look directly at it, as it's right there, right now, waiting for you. That's what we'll do in the following practice. Continue with your eyes closed, sitting comfortably. Prepare your mind, practicing the calming methods we've already practiced together. First, take a deep breath in, rapidly blow it out, dropping and clearing all the mental content from your mind as you expire the air. Then hold your breath, resting in the stillness that naturally occurs with the pause or the breath hold. Like this. Deep breath in. Blow it out, emptying your mind of mental content. And pause, hold, and rest in the stillness. Practice this for the next minute or two. You can extend the duration and depth of calm by prolonging the pausing of your breath. Deep breath in, forceful and rapid breath out. Hold the breath. Just rest, abide in the stillness, relaxing all your muscles, and experience the awareness that's there. After the breath, hold, bring that experience of awareness through the next in-breath, through the next out-breath, until the next pause. Remember, you can use this ancient practice whenever you need it, during your formal practice, or intermittently throughout the day for a minute or two. Allow yourself to drop into that home of awareness and stillness. Now return to normal breathing, so that your breathing is soft, slow, and harmonious. And begin the long, extended in and out breaths that we've practiced before, with a breath pause, breath hold at the end of inspiration. Like this, deep, slow breath in, breath hold. Deep breath out and slow. Brief pause. Deep breath in. Slow. Extended. And pause at the peak of inspiration. Practice on your own for the next period of time. There's nothing else for you to do except stay right here, right now, with your attention through the elongated breathing process and the breath pauses. Return to your natural breathing, slow and harmonious. We will now begin what we call eye watching. We will focus on getting a clearer picture of your ordinary eye. Your ordinary eye, or your personal self, shows up as random and spontaneous thoughts, feelings, and images, which I am certain you are quite familiar with, as they normally pass through your mind. Turn your attention inwards and look directly at the mental activity that naturally arises in your mind. Just observe, don't join the mind talk. Elaborate it, or in any way alter it. Simply observe, like watching clouds moving through the sky. Focus is not on the object, thought, the feeling, the image, but on the awareness that observes it, on the process of witnessing and observing. Can you observe the mind's tendency to hold on to and embellish a thought or a feeling, to grasp onto it, rather than maintain a neutral and passive observation of it? Can you notice the focus on past history and future projections of your ordinary mind? Look carefully. Verify this for yourself. Watch the usual eye for a few moments, becoming familiar with its mental activity. If you lose your observing posture, return to watching your mind. It's very important to know when your personal ego eye is running the show, the mental traffic is overwhelming you, before you get enmeshed and lost into it. Now let go of eye watching and let's look at your authentic, ever-present true self. Drop, let go, drop all of your past history, all thoughts, feelings, imagery. Just let it drop away. Drop all future projections or expectations. Drop your sense of time. Let everything fall away as you empty your mind of its usual content. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, just stay right here, right now. Don't hold on to anything. That is the supreme instruction. Don't grasp onto anything. Let all movements, mental movements, come and go on their own, without your attention, which feeds them. Look at what remains, at your empty mind. See it right now. Be it right now. There is nothing to do, no place to go, just to sense. That presence, that beingness and isness is your natural, unchanging self. Know this home. That is who you are. Your ever-present true self. What feels more like you? The natural, unchanging self or your ordinary, constantly moving mind? So abide in this self. Abide in this presence, in this awareness, this beingness, this openness, this spaciousness. It is who you are. It may seem familiar to you, as it is always who you are. In time, this will become the background for all of your daytime activity, for all of your life, rather than the ego-based, defensive, protective, personal self. So I'm going to leave you now, but you can continue to practice by yourself as long as you would like, and take this practice regularly into each of your days.